Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Lizzo is planning to sue her former backup dancers for malicious prosecution. I don't want to say I saw this coming, but I absolutely saw this coming.
A little defamation of character action going on?
A little bit. So as a backup, Lizzo was sued by several of her former backup dancers for alleged sexual, racial, and religious harassment. Basically, a lot of the things that have been brought up as specific examples for what was going on in this environment was, like, there was one night where Lizzo, I guess, invited them to a topless cabaret show, and they were allegedly forced to do some sexual things that they didn't really want to do.
With a banana, right?
With a banana placed in a certain position where you can use your imagination to envision what was going on.
I feel like it's the banana association that should be suing.
What?
They were doing unspeakable things to that banana, probably. Nobody ever cares about the banana.
Chiquita wants nothing to do with it.
So now Lizzo's lawyer, Marty Singer, is speaking up. He actually shared photos with People magazine. And to me, this is like the weirdest way to try and prove a point. He shared a group photo from that same night where they're all smiling in a group photo. And it's almost like he's proving the backup dancer's point by them all, you know, they're all in a group, all seemingly happy, which is basically what the backup dancers are saying. They're saying, we were forced to go to this cabaret show, kind of forced to participate in this and to seem like everything was okay. So really, he's not really proving a point by just showing a picture of them. They were trying to be happy at this little dance thing.
If anything, he helped out prosecution by saying, here's evidence that we were there. Honestly, like, that's what that feels like.
The only leg that I feel like he has to stand on for this particular case was he's alleging that one of the backup dancers that was at that cabaret show also then submitted an audition tape for Lizzo's TV show Watch Out for the Big Girls. And in this audition tape, she's like raving about how much she loves Lizzo and wants to follow in her footsteps, which obviously would be like a little bit of a weird thing to say if you actually did feel that way about the whole topless cabaret thing.
These celebrities are starting to fight back now. Well, was it Cardi B yesterday saying, like, okay, you're going to say that my man was messing around and you're doing all this AI trickery? Okay, you want to do that? I'm going to sue you. And now today you got Lizzo going, I'm not taking it anymore.
I think they should, because if celebrities who actually have like the big bucks and the big lawyers start to fight back, then also maybe people will stay out of my DMs too. And be nice to
they should fight back.
I won't sue you, but you know, maybe I will one day. Okay, will celebrities do anything to stay youthful? Let's go ahead and say yes, because I was reading this article yesterday from the Wall Street Journal where Jennifer Aniston was talking about the weirdest things that she has done to try and stay young. And honestly, looking at Jennifer Aniston, whatever she's drinking, that's what I want to have.
Smart water.
So she admitted to having a salmon sperm facial. She's not really sure if it worked, but she said, you know what? I really was willing to try just about anything to look good. The one thing she does swear by are peptide therapies. I guess she gets like shots of peptides. You know about this?
Yeah, I've been taking them like for the last 2 weeks for deep sleep.
Do you feel like they work?
Not yet.
But Jennifer Aniston says that they do.
Do you feel like you look better?
No, I do not. And if you said, hey, take this peptide or put this salmon sperm on you or whatever it was, I'd say, I don't even know what a peptide is. Give it to me.
Apparently, it is the latest innovation in Korean skincare, which is like the gold standard for any kind of beauty product. So we could be seeing this in your local CVS in the next couple of years.
Salmon sperm.
I'm going to just age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
You don't want to smear any salmon sperm serum on your face?
No, thank you.
So who's got the
job of extracting that? That's got to be a tough job.
Well,
got to have really, really small hands.
I've watched a lot of Planet Earth and Blue Planet lately.
Oh, you've seen this?
Well, yeah, like the, I haven't, what do you mean I've seen this?
The extraction.
Well, I mean, not somebody doing it, but them, like, when they're having their
moments of passion.
Yes.
You think there's a fluffer fish that comes in?
No.
In a case like this? And takes care of that? And with fins, that could be really a tough job.
That is a talented fish.
That would take forever.
I don't know how. Okay, let's.
Can't you grab some seaweed or something to help me out?
Okay, Beyonce, she's going the extra mile to make sure that her astrological season is getting the honor it deserves. So Beyonce, she's a Virgo, and she has asked her fans who are coming to her next shows from yesterday all the way up until September 22nd. She wants them to wear silver to celebrate Virgo season. This is the most Virgo thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Make it about us. That's what we do.
Make it about us, but also have a nice plan so everyone shows up in matching outfits. Mm-hmm. My best friend's a Virgo. This is the exact same thing that she would do.
Well, the best sign in the world, so, you know, it is what it is.
He tried to outrun an NFL player and ended up getting terribly injured. I'll tell you what comedian is hurting today on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.